describe kissing women without consent, grabbing their genitals. That is sexual assault. You brag that you have sexually assaulted women. Do you understand that?
No, I didn't say that at all. I don't think you understood what was said. This was locker room talk.
You know, with prior Republican nominees for president, I disagreed with them on politics, policies, principles, but I never questioned their fitness to serve. Donald Trump is different.
It's just words, folks. It's just words. If you look at Bill Clinton, far worse. Mine are words, and his was action.
That so much of what he's just said is not right, but he gets to run his campaign any way he chooses. He gets to decide what he wants to talk about. Instead of answering people's questions, talking about our agenda, laying out the plans that we have that we think can make a better life and a better country, that's his choice. It's just awfully good that someone with the temperament of Donald Trump is not in charge of the law in our country.
Because you'd be in jail.
Secretary Clinton.
That was Low Blow by Donald Trump. Hello, guys. We're back today, and we are talking about the second presidential debate between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. By the way, I think you guys should know who we are by now. It's me, Spencer, and we have...
大家好，我是 Jenny。 那这两天已经看到很多开言的用户，然后包括我们的听众留言说，你们快说说这个特朗普和希拉里前面大家听到的。So it was their second debate.
Yeah.
听到一些 highlights 或者 like you said, low blows or low lights.
Yeah,
really.
exchanging blows, Jenny. They were exchanging blows on the presidential debate stage.
就是火药味很浓，你刚刚说 blows 就是打拳击击倒对方、
yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's kind of like a metaphor, 比喻对吧 that we use from boxing.
对，那如果你对这个话题有兴趣呢，你在今天的这个节目和推送里面一定会学到非常多啊、别的这个在中文媒体里比较少找到的资源、所以欢迎大家到开言英语微信公众号开放的开语言的言来获取今天的推送回复总统或者总统辩论都可以。我觉得其实美国包括你还有像你很多这样的年轻特别是年轻人、
yeah.
都有一种情绪就是我们今天节目的这个标题、就是不管他俩谁当选我都不想做美国人
yeah, yeah. It's, well it's kind of situation you just called a lose-lose situation there's going to be no real winners in this situation that's how a lot of us feel And yeah, it's kind of how I feel, unfortunately.
大家在媒体上看到对于这次的竞选 there's a lot of just slapstick, 有很多吐槽啊什么的、好像大家在看秀、但是对于很多美国人来说they feel very saddened or even a little, you know, embarrassed about the situation. 很多美国人觉得这场总统选举是很丢脸的、让他们作为美国人很丢脸的。
Yeah, I mean, we already had, you know, 夏布什, we already had Bush for 8 years, but now it seems like maybe we've stooped to a new low and there's never been a more embarrassing time to be American.
所以其实我特别, I'm really glad to, you know, to have you to talk to us、from the perspective of an American. 就为什么, it makes you feel embarrassed or sad about the direction?
Oh, man, for so many reasons. There's so many reasons. Where to start?Well, let's
start with this, 好不好? Let's start with the basic.
Okay, 好。
那总统呢,大家都知道是...
Yeah, president.
President, 总统选举,总统竞选。
It's just like the presidential election.
The presidential election.
Yeah.
然后呢,有一个动词我们常听到的就是 Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, they're running.
Yeah, they're nominees. 他们是候选人,对吧?
候选人。然后呢,这个动词就是 they're running for the president of the United States.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
所以run 在这里不是跑步的意思而是说竞选
Yeah, 竞选 It's like we say to have a campaign
Campaign 选举或者 the presidential race 对
yeah,
吧竞赛
Yeah, the race, the campaign If you're running, you can also say you're campaigning to be president
对对对、Okay, 我们前面听到的 their debate highlights、Like you said, they were exchanging blows, 火药味。
Low blows, yeah, exchanging blows.
low blow, low 就是很低。
Yeah, yeah, we say we don't want to hit below the 皮带下, below the belt. Yeah, because like in boxing, that's like one rule. You can't hit a person in their genitals below the belt. It's a low blow. You know what I mean? It's a weak spot.
对，我看美国很多新闻媒体都是说，好像第一场和第二场的辩论都是 it's not very presidential, it's not very diplomatic.
Yeah.
就感觉不像一个总统的竞选，好像两个人就是在吵架骂街。
Yeah. They're just, you know, really kind of going at it with each other.
Going at it with each other.
Yeah, insulting each other, really.
Insulting 就是侮辱对
方。Yeah, 侮辱的。Yeah.
其实竞选的时候特别看他们那种竞选的广告啊、mm-hmm. campaign ads、mm-hmm. it's all you know attack 英语有个说法叫 attack ads
yeah there's attack ads and we also call it a smear campaign
smear campaign 就抹黑然后互相就是说、mm-hmm. you know, that person is the worst person、yeah. in the world don't you know vote for her、mm-hmm. vote for him、mm-hmm. 但你刚刚说的这次 low blow 这个 presidential debates 就是因为 they're not talking about real policies、
yeah.
a lot of it is justOh, I did something bad, but you did something even worse.
Yeah,
and I'm gonna lock you up.
yeah. No, actually, that's a very good point. You know, they're not... The whole debate isn't, like, focused on, you know, it's not totally policy-focused. You know, they're not talking about, like, oh, the, you know, taxes or education or foreign policy or things like this. They're really just talking about how bad each other are as actual people.
你刚刚说就是他们辩论的时候说到真正的政策 policy、
yeah.
就比较少
yeah.
或者就是媒体因为媒体都喜欢特别 sensational
That's,
吸引眼球的点、mm-hmm, 就剪出来的精华、mm-hmm, 就像我们刚刚放的 mm-hmm, mm-hmm. 好像都在吵架、
其实、据我所知我觉得是很大的一个问题 it's like、it's kind of like the entertainment and politics have kind of like mixed together at this point in history, mm-hmm. if you look at it.
你就说政治很娱乐化是吧
Yeah, 娱乐化的 Yeah, I mean, this is,、it's a lot like a TV show. Even the way they portray it, like the ads. Like,、I was on a business trip、a couple weeks ago, and、I saw a CNN international channel in a hotel、mm-hmm. While I was having dinner.And they were doing an ad for the upcoming、debate. And I think it was actually for the first debate.、
Uh-huh.
Anyway, the way they made the ad, it was like Trump, Hillary going head to head. You know, it's like I've seen those type of ads literally, once again, for boxing matches、mm-hmm. or sporting events,、mm-hmm. you know. But it's sensational.
Sensational 就是炒作的意思
yeah,
是吧
yeah,
你觉得整个媒体也是、
yeah.
你整个媒体的文化
it's,
这个生态
it's almost like it's just 为了收视率
ratings
yeah yeah it's for
ratings, for ratings、yeah.
so I don't know it's you know I think we've kind of they're not really discussing look this stuff's important don't get me wrong like I mean if you're running for president you know you should have someone who has real moral fiber in the office
你刚刚说的就是如果你要去参选要别人投票选你做美国总统你需要有 moral fiber
yeah,
moral
就
道德
yeah,
是吧
yeah
所以像前面我们听到的因为特朗普上个礼拜就是He was caught on camera、mm-hmm. Saying something really bad about you、
right.
know, I can kiss any woman Grab like their
Yeah. So on this you know, 从这个角度来看对吧 like, That's important It's important to have someone Who has moral fiber Running for office But if the debate is totally centralized upon The fact That they don't have moral fiberThat's just, it's just horrible, you know, like, that shouldn't even really be a part of the debate. It should be more about, you know, once again, the policies that they would like to implement as president, but instead they just talk about how much they suck as people.
How much they suck, 就两个人都很不好。
Yeah.
所以我觉得这次就是美国的媒体一直说 these two candidates, 这两个候选人 they are the most unpopular candidates in U.S. presidential history.
Yeah, sounds about right.
有史以来最不受欢迎的两个候选人。那特朗普可能大家都知道 he often makes just very inflammatory, 他经常讲一些很有挑衅意味的话、mm-hmm. 对吧、
mm-hmm.
所以可能大家比较容易理解说 why Donald Trump is not very popular. 但是 Hillary Clinton 呢他其实很多美国人也特别不喜欢他
Yeah
And the reasons are
basically, my opinion is like this. And Hillary Clinton really is, people don't like her because, well, she's not trustworthy. I mean, and he...
你刚刚说 Clinton 不 trustworthy.
People don't feel like she's trustworthy.
就是很多美国人觉得
Neither one is trustworthy. really.
这两个人我都不能信任，他们都很不靠谱。
Yeah,
因为克林顿就是有那个 email server, 然后有很多什么给华尔街
Yeah, Wall Street. And yeah, I mean, there's a lot of different issues. I mean, she has a long political career. So from that standpoint, she's more fit to be running for president because Donald Trump has no political experience.
很多人说 Donald Trump unfit to be president. 那 fit 这个词呢，大家喜欢健身的，
uh-uh.
我们以前开言也讲过很多次，那个意思就是健身啊， mm-hmm. 健康。Mm-hmm. 但这里它也可以用在一个人 ，if you're not fit to be the president，
就是你不适合。
你完全不适合
yeah,
你根本没有、这个、
yeah, 你不符合你有那个总统的一些我条件、like、
最基本的条件都没有
yeah, exactly. So I mean he's totally not fit whatsoever. She's more fit from like a career standpoint, but if you know people just don't like her. I mean we chose Obama over her 8 years ago and now she's running because Obama can't run for a third term. If you think about it like that, it'sThat to me is what kind of saddens, is the most saddening. It's, you know, you want to think that your country is always progressing. So after each president should come another better president, hopefully, ideally.
你刚刚说的就是，总希望自己的国家往好的方向发展，然后，我们下一届选出来的总统要比上一届的更好。
Yeah.
就当然每个人的定义是不一样的，
yeah. like,
但是这一次好像 overall 大家就感觉
yeah, I mean, I'm a 理想家 right? Like I'm kind of more like an idealist
理想主义者
yeah, 理想主义者对吧 Like I'm more of like an idealist, you know, I'm more into that kind of stuff. But so from like an idealistic standpoint.You know, yeah, you would hope that the next president would be better. But instead, it's very obvious that after Obama, for some reason, we are now picking second to, you know, what Obama was. Or not even second, third to, you know, but whatever. The point is, we didn't want her 8 years ago. Now we still don't want her, but she seems to be the only choice for the Democratic position for whatever reason. So it's just, you know, it's saddening.
对，那在今天的这个推送里面，我们还会放一些关于这次的选举啊，还有美国政治 in general 很有用的一些词汇。那大家都可以到我们公众号推送里查看啊。但是我最后想讲的就是，对，就特别是你跟很多美国的年轻人聊天啊，we call millennials，对吧？就是。二三十岁的这个族群、即使很多人他从那个政治倾向来说是比较 left wing 是比较、you know democratic 就是比较民主党派的、很多人也不喜欢希拉里就是因为他们觉得 she can be trusted 因为他好像就是有一种那个很特殊的权贵感
she
对吧
she just seems fake
很多年轻人觉得他就是一个 career politician 他就是政客、然后好像他们克林顿家族都有一种 sense of entitlement and superiority、
It's my time, it's my turn
或者就是他就很多美国人说 they put themselves above the law 就很多年轻人就说我也不会投给希拉里随便你们怎么搞
yeah and that kind of sucks because in a way it's like people just kind of give up on the system so that's alsoNot necessarily a good move, but it's, I feel it. It's like, I'm definitely not voting for him, and I don't really want to vote for her. But who else do I vote for? Do I just not vote? In that case, I don't have any effect on the system. In fact, it's like maybe I have a negative effect on the system.
So that's a catch-22.
Yeah, lose-lose situation, really.
这个词特别好 catch-22 是一本书的名字，
对
吧？
对。
然后它的意思就是 Spencer 说的不是双赢，不是 win-win， 而是两败俱伤的 catch。
Yeah, you say you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't.
Exactly.
Yeah.
哎呀，我们今天节目好像就是叫什么 doom and gloom， 黑暗。但没有没有 ，Spencer， 你on a positive note， 你在中国真的很好。
Yeah, I mean, I love living here. My life feels good here, you know, and 这是中国崛起的时间 so like, I think it's an exciting time to be here. It's not an exciting time to be in America. It's frightening, actually. 或者是很恐怖的真的真的是
好的那我们今天这个讨论可能大家也有很多好奇的地方可以留言问我们然后这周我们直播课上次已经有会员问我们了我们直播课 这周也可以跟大家来聊聊这个话题啊。那我们听众里有很多身在美国的 So you are living in the midst of all this
Yeah
就你们处在这个
You're in the middle of the mess
在一团混乱之但可以留言跟我们分享一下你们的观察 Your observation 你们的一些观点就很多 poll 这个调查都说Hillary 领先 But Donald Trump has some reallyOoyal supporters, right? He's
yeah,
based.
They're all morons.
你说他们都是什么 moron?
Yeah, they're all morons. Yeah, 傻子。
好 ，Spencer 就是敢爱敢恨。他 ，You speak your mind, and that's what we love about
well,
you. 大家喜欢你这一点。当然，每个人政见不一样了，对吧？
Yeah.
就看 you know which side of the political spectrum.
我是特别左翼的。I'm very
left wing.
Yeah, very left wing.
好那今天的节目就到这儿哦其实在今年我们的节目和我们的课程里已经做过好几次选举了就是这是这么长的一个过程每次有新发展我们就会跟大家 update、嗯、而且也希望能带给大家一些比较 insightful 比较深层次的美国人的一些想法吧、
嗯、
OK thanks for listening 如果你想更好的学习英语更加了解美国的社会美国人的思维成为开言会员吧因为我们有每天更新的新课而且我们有一个非常好的像 Spencer 这样的团队来自美国跟大家分享最 authentic 原汁原味的英语和美国的思维、嗯、我们的会员一年只要629大家可以到微信公众号来升级 OK we'll see you next time 再见
Bye guys